So there might be a lot of bad news coming out of the Middle East and North Africa. But we have some headlines you probably haven't heard yet. God is at work, and you could be part of it. I'm Ruth Kramer, and this is Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. An op-ed piece recently asked the question, is Eritrea the North Korea of Africa? It's a thought-provoking question in mission circles. After all, there are similarities between the two reclusive nations, but is it an accurate comparison? Todd Nettleton of the Voice of the Martyrs USA says no. However, the point made could be more about context.
Most people in America have no clue where Eritrea is. They couldn't find it on a map, and they don't know anything about it. They do, however, know at least a little bit about North Korea and about how closed it is. So if you say, hey, it's like North Korea, it gives people a frame of reference to say, wow, it must really be bad for Christians.
And then what? Well, first, understand the mindset of the people of the cross in Eritrea.
They understand that this is not an easy place to follow Christ, and yet they are willingly following Christ, continuing to minister, continuing to reach out.
And when you share their stories with your church, remember this.
Their first request was, pray for us.
Not all governments play word games. Some take action. Open Doors USA says the Iraqi government's been talking a long time, but they finally set up a committee to document Christian persecution. The committee will focus on two main sources of the persecution, and that's Islamic extremism and organized corruption. The decision was spurred on by an increased amount of kidnapped Christians and homes that were illegally taken from them. What Open Doors is saying? It's an answer to prayer. You're listening to Mission Network News. You hear stories like that, and you sometimes have to wonder, with all the violence in the Muslim world, why would anyone want to be a missionary there? But then again,
safety is a big American value, and, you know, that's not really a biblical value. As we look at the stories throughout all of the Bible, we see the people of faith taking great risks.
Perry LaHaye recently told us about Emily. She's a Frontiers USA missionary sharing Jesus with Muslims in a dangerous part of the world.
Emily just was reflecting in her newsletter that I'm not going to be afraid because I could be taken away by God here in America. I could be taken in the Muslim world, and I'm going to entrust my life to Jesus.
You can serve God in the Muslim world, just like Emily, by partnering with Frontiers USA.
We go because we want to see the Muslim world discover Jesus.
And let's face it, human trafficking is a dangerous problem in parts of rural Ethiopia. In the north, poverty's created a huge problem for families. They usually send their teens into the city as domestic help. That's why E3 Partners is heading to the rural communities. They'll be fighting poverty while spreading the gospel. And the best part is that you can make a difference in that. A team is forming now for a trip this fall. We'll tell you where you can get links at the end of the broadcast. And on the other side of the continent, in Ghana, another organization is bringing Christ to those who are desperate for hope. Christian Resources International is shipping a large sea container full of Bibles and Christian books to Takoradi, Ghana. CRI's Jason Wolford.
There's a lot of needs around the world, but when we look at those countries and places that are requesting the Word of God, the strategicness of where they are on the Gulf, they're going to be able to take these and get the Word of God into prisons, into orphanages, and then, of course, as we do regularly as a ministry, training up pastors with our CRI missionaries on the field.
You, too, can help Christians and unbelievers receive God's Word. Just donate your unused Bibles and Christian books. Or
we need people to come alongside of us and say, listen, we want to support monthly financially. We want to help sponsor a sea container as a church, or we want to help this distribution center going forward.
So you've stuck with us for about 4 minutes, and we've just touched the tip of the iceberg on all of these stories. For details on everything you've heard today, go to missionnews.org. Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Would you like a tool to help you pray for your world a little more effectively? We'll get our e-news delivered every morning, and you can sign up for it for free. Go to missionnews.org and look for the links. The daily emails feature pictures and links to expanded coverage and more. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.